What's up, ODs and eyewear lovers? We're talking the latest trends in tech and eye care, so sit back, relax, and defocus.
Greetings, esteemed colleagues, and welcome to this week's podcast. My name is Daryl.
And this is Jennifer.
And today we have a very special guest. Our guest is the Director of Professional Services and Clinical Support at Alcon. She's a diehard Buckeyes fan. Friends and family, I'd like to welcome Dr. Carla Mack. Dr. Mack, how are you doing today?
Thank you. Thanks for having me. This is very exciting. Glad to be here.
So Dr. Mack, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do at Alcon.
Well, sure. I'll give you a little bit of background on myself first. So I graduated from The Ohio State University in 1995. So it's been quite a while now. And actually, I guess, let me think about that. I think I graduated in, 95. I was going to say it was 94, but it was 95. It's been so long, I can't even remember. But in that time, I've had just great opportunities to do so many things over the last, 20, 21 years or so. And I started out in academia and never thought I would stay there, never thought I would start there. But I was really doing mainly clinical patient care work. And I was at our Student Health Center, College of Optometry at Ohio State. And so saw tons of young patients and, actually a lot of patients with problems just because they were from other countries and hadn't had proper care before and whatnot. And really got interested in contact lenses there simply because of the age range. And we saw a lot of contact lens wearers and, again, a lot of issues and so forth. So loved my time there. We grew that clinic it started out as a couple half days. We grew it into 5 full days. It was one of the students' favorite clinics. And really, I did patient care most of the time and then started getting more into teaching and research and other things at Ohio State and eventually took over all of their internal clinics back at the main campus College of Optometry. And so got interested in business and more things there as I was doing a lot of administrative work just from the standpoint of, having 50 staff members and a whole lot of doctors and, improving our profits and so forth. And so really got into the business side of what we were doing there, which led me to get an MBA. And from that point on, decided to kind of change where I was doing, going and what I was doing. And even while at Ohio State, I did all these things. Like I was before I left, I was chief editor of Contact Lens Spectrum and Contact Lenses Today. I had been doing nursing home care on the sides on the weekends. I'd worked at the VA as well. Did writing, research, teaching, you name it. So I felt like I had a pretty well-rounded career during my time there and wanted to expand it a little further, working a little more in industry. So I went to Bausch & Lomb and did some global roles, which was great, getting to travel and see what optometry is or isn't around the world. And using my skill set to help our colleagues around the world was fascinating. Did that for 5 years, and now I'm at Alcon, where what I mainly do at Alcon is focus on our professional strategy, how we're going to interface with the eye care professionals who are seeing patients every day, our messaging to them, what we mean as Alcon in terms of what is Alcon, what is our passion, and making sure that we get that information out to eye care professionals, that we're not just about products, but we also have many innovative partnerships and programs that we're trying to bring about. And I work on a lot of our professional communications, so the different ways, the different multimedia ways that we get information out. So I feel like I've kind of been in this role of teaching for a long time, but just in different ways, teaching and educating and communicating, but have kind of done it from all angles. So that's a little bit about myself and my career.
So, I mean, this time of year right now, Alcon's got so much stuff going on. So I know you've been busy. Tell us a little bit about the launch of Dailies Total One Multifocal.
Yeah, Dailies Total One Multifocal is truly exciting to basically have this, amazing water gradient technology material, and then to combine it with our, innovative and industry-leading precision profile design is truly spectacular. So we are super excited about this. If you've worn Dailies Total One contact lenses, or you've heard from patients who have worn them, they're amazing. They truly do feel like nothing on the eye. And now to be able to combine that with the multifocal is wonderful. And you know, we get asked all the time, is the design different? And the design isn't different. It's actually the same design that we have in our other products. So it is the exact same design that we have in Daily's Aqua Comfort Plus multifocal, as well as the Air Optics multifocal. So again, three great products, you know, one great design. So there isn't anything new to learn there, which is wonderful.
Talking about the exact same design, do you suggest using the exact same fitting guide as the Air Optics multifocal fitting guide?
Yeah, we actually do. And you know, patient success, practitioner success is really based on this fitting guide. You know, a lot of work goes into creating those. And so you really want to make sure that you start with the fitting guide and you use it every time. I know a lot of times as eye care professionals, we kind of start getting into this, you know, the art beyond the science. You know, which is not bad, but it's really good to follow the fitting guide. That's where you're going to have your best success. You know, it's been streamlined into a real kind of a two-step simplified process. But that's going to give you your best success, is to follow that fitting guide. And we recommend that you do it with each and every lens, the same fitting guide, and you always start with the best spectacle prescription. That's where you need to start. Again, sometimes we have patients who get into this a little bit of, you know, we've been adding plus for a couple of years just because they're those early presbyopes. And you just want to make sure you go back and get the best distance spectacle prescription before you start on every patient. And we also recommend that you don't just take somebody who's in a Daily's Aqua Comfort Plus multifocal and just put them in the same power in Daily's Total One multifocal. Again, start over, get your best spectacle, RX, start from there, use the fitting guide, you know, your 1-2-step punch there, and make sure that patient's in the best option for them.
So what are the parameters of the Daily's Total One multifocal?
Yeah, the parameters are exactly the same in terms of base curve and diameter. And right now they're available in +3 to -6, but we do have some additional parameters, quite a few more parameters coming out at the back end of the year, November, December timeframe. So look forward to that. We're going to be able to fit even more patients.
So I've been getting feedback from a few other doctors too. And even though same design, it seems like people are feeling like they are getting better vision just because of maybe the material differences and maybe the 8.5 base curve versus some of the other designs with Daily's Aqua Comfort multifocal. Would you say that's been your feedback too?
We've definitely had reports of people having great vision with this lens. And I also think material and the ocular surface has a whole lot to do with that. You know, if you have an ocular surface that's interfacing well with that material on the eye, you're going to get better vision, right? I mean, you're not going to have as much, you know, breakup and that kind of thing. So, I think it's really probably has to do with the ocular surface and how it interfaces with that lens.
Wow, sounds like very cutting edge technology. You know, it's interesting that we have this technology at our disposal, but in the review of optometry, I read recently that there was less than 2% of optometrists fitting more than 2 patients in a multifocal per week. Why is that?
Yeah, you know, if we could crack that nut, we would all we'd all have happy patients, wouldn't we? So we have data that shows about 13% of optometrists are doing the majority of the multifocal contact lens fitting. So however you want to look at these data, there's a small number of people doing this, right? And some people just dabble in it every month, like you're saying. They kind of dip their toe in the water each month, or it could be somebody coming back who's already in a product and they kind of keep them in the same product, maybe adjust the power. I think there's this perception that this is very difficult, and you really have to go in and just understand your design, understand the fitting process and the nuances around it, and get comfortable with it. You know, so I recommend going in and you have to fit 6 to 10 patients, right? And if it's not perfect on the first try, that's okay. This is a process because every patient's life is different. And so you do adjust it to their lives, to what they do in the outside world. And so I think it's also how we present ourselves to patients. I know that my colleagues are often concerned about failure, and sometimes it's easier to do nothing than to do something, right? And so we just want to make sure that, you know, our colleagues are comfortable with the simple fitting process, that you do follow the fitting guide, which is, you know, very easy to follow, easy to understand. And, you know, just take a little time with it up front and fit those, you know, 6 to 10 patients and you'll get comfortable with it real easy and you'll start getting that good feedback.
What would you say to doctors who, like, their first lens that they typically would grab would be a monthly lens? They just like to start with monthlies. What would you say to make them change their mind? Should we start with a daily multifocal instead?
Yeah, I think, you know, every patient's different. And so you want to get what's best for that patient, of course. I would say that when you think about daily disposable contact lenses, if you've got a new patient or a new wearer or somebody who, you know, isn't sure about this whole idea of wearing contact lenses, you know, a daily disposable option is great for part-time wear. We all know that. So there's that option. Daily disposables are healthy. They're convenient. We know that they're more compliant, that patients return sooner for eye exams than if they're in, you know, a monthly or a 2 week. And so again, it's an all around benefit to the patient and to the practice to have your patients in daily disposables.
I strongly agree, Dr. Mack. I'm a big advocate of a daily contact lens. It seems like over the last few years, there's been a big surge in the market in regards to the daily modality. I'm curious, what's the ratio of sales that Alcon receives in regards to the monthly versus the daily modality?
You know, I think that like most, where we still have, you know, more in monthlies, just because the U.S. has been slower to turn towards that replacement schedule. You know, obviously Europe picked that up really fast in terms of going to daily disposables, and the U.S. has been a little more slow to pick that up. You know, of course, we really spiked with silicone hydrogels. That went up very quickly. But daily disposables are the fastest growing, you know, modality at this point in time. So, I mean, we're really ramping up quickly in the U.S. on that. I think there's just this, you know, eye care professional barrier of, you know, perceived cost and value to the patient. They sometimes, you know, get stuck in that versus, you know, letting the patient decide or truly explaining the value to the patient and all those things I mentioned, right, in terms of health, convenience, compliance, part-time wear. You know, they do return more frequently. And again, that's better for the patient's health and it's better for the practice.
Do you see an increase in fitting of dailies with millennials?
You know, I'm not sure that I have seen that data. So I don't know that I can say that. I might pose that to you all, because that's maybe your area. What do you think on that?
I say definitely. Being a millennial, we're all about convenience and comfort. So I feel like, yes, millennials are prescribing daily contact lens more. Jennifer, what are your thoughts?
I agree with Daryl. I think we grew up too. I mean, I started wearing dailies really as soon as it became available. And I think as a doctor, when you wear something, you're more likely to recommend it to your patients because you can perceive the benefits. And that might be different in the younger generation of doctors than doctors who have been practicing for a while. We've been wearing dailies basically since we started wearing contact lenses.
Yeah, I have to say too, I'm 45 and I started out in a gas permeable lens. And from a gas permeable lens, you know, I went to an annual clear sphere lens. Then I went into a color product. Then I went into a 2 week product. You know, then I got into dailies. You know, it's like I made this progression. Whereas, you know, you're right, probably some of the, you know, millennials and you know, those who will come into this younger than that have started in dailies, right? That's where they started and that's probably where they're going to head.
So talking about getting patients more involved in the idea of daily contact lens wear, what is Alcon doing right now to increase patient access?
Yeah, I'd love to speak about that. But you know, there's one thing on the multifocal that I want to stress here that I didn't bring out. And we talked a little bit about how do you get, you know, more patients interested in multifocals, or how as optometrists do we pick up on that. And I wanted to just, if I could step back real quick, say a couple of things. You know, presbyopia is not just about blur, but there are a lot of emotions that come up with presbyopia. This is the first time some of our patients feel like they're getting old. You know, not being able to see everything you once saw sometimes makes you feel frustrated. We have some patients who feel sad. There's an anxiety that come about with it. You can also have denial. You know, there's all these things that happen when you start to experience these emotions and you start to experience these symptoms. And so I just want us all to be aware of that. And it's funny because, like I said, I'm 45. I'm not currently in a multifocal, but I'm about there, right? I'm about ready to flip that switch. So there are days where I function great. And there are some days where I'm like, oh, this is frustrating. You know, this is annoying. I can't see this, or I need to hold it back further, or, you know, there's just certain things you do to adjust, right? And you have to make those adjustments. But, you know, these, you know, we're not just talking about baby boomers, right? We've got the Generation Xers who are busier than ever at this point. They're at the top of their careers. You know, they're working out every day. They're, you know, you got families. It's one of these things where you're in the craziest time of your lives and you can't be slowed down. Like, you really can't be slowed down by this. So all these emotions start to come up. So as optometrists, we really have this opportunity to explain this to our patients up front before they get to those emotions. So, you know, when you're at that annual exam, that is a perfect time before that patient's having any symptoms is to talk a little bit about this. These are the things you will start to notice. You know, it could be in the next 6 months. It could be in the next 2 years. But I want you to know this and try to remember, as I said, you know, these things will start to happen and we have options for you. So I think that that's just something we can do. We also know that, again, this Generation X group, they, like I said, they're doing things to look younger, right? It's a time of, you know, you want to stay beautiful, you want to stay healthy, you want to stay as young as you can. And so we're doing a lot of these things already. There's a survey that we have that shows that readers can make a wearer look 10 years older. And that's actually this age group, about 1,000 of them, looking at other people of the same age as them wearing readers. And they all said they looked, you know, 10 years older than what they really were. That's amazing. Then we asked them, you know, if you thought you looked older, would you want to not wear your readers? And at least half said that's exactly true. You know, if they felt like, oh, I look older, or somebody thinks I look older, they don't want to wear their readers. So you think about patients working out, you think about patients, you know, playing with their kids, or, you know, doing a sports activity with them, doing their own sports activities. You know, again, contact lenses are really where you want to be for those kind of actions in terms of, you know, mobility and agility and all those kind of things. So I wanted to bring some of those things up because it's a little more of the touchy-feely side that we don't often look at. But there's just such a tremendous opportunity for us to educate our patients in advance.
I want to pick your brain on this because I am really guilty of doing this too. I usually start the multifocal contact lens conversation with what the lens can't do. You know, it won't be like right. Your eyes 20 years ago, but it'll give you a blend of vision. And I realize I'm using all these negative words to describe the lens that I'm trying to convince them to try out because I'm afraid their expectations won't be met. What do you suggest that we do to make a better conversation started?
Well, which is funny because if you think about, you know, I work out a lot. So I'm one of these people who every day I need to go and work out and I'll get a big sweat on and I see all these other people doing the same thing my age. And when I see these people in glasses, now sometimes they're throwing them off to the side. Sometimes they're wearing them and they're sliding down. Now, what is more negative there, right? Trying to wear a spectacle lens that's fogging up, that's sliding down, you know, that is just not conducive to this kind of an activity, you know, it just doesn't make sense. So if you think about, oh, if I put a contact lens on, you know, how much am I actually gaining versus what am I losing there? You know, any contact lens, you also have peripheral vision that you don't have in spectacle lenses. And especially if you think about a progressive addition lens and a spectacle lens, now you have this corridor you have to look through, right? And you have to keep your head still, and you have to move your eyes. There's none of that with a multifocal contact lens. So there are all these great positives. You know, I would suggest you sit down and just write these things down in terms of spectacles versus contact lenses for a presbyo. You know, and I think you see you've got all these positives you can be focusing on. It's not that you don't have to say, oh, this is perfect and it's going to, you know, solve all of your issues. But with my patients, I always told them, you know, if I can get you happy the majority of the day, to me, that's like 80, 90% of the day. And sometimes we would have these hospital workers come in and they'd say, there is this tiny little thing on the bottom of this or that that I cannot see. And I'm like, that's okay. You know what? That's when you keep the reader with you. You pull it out. You look at that. That happens to you twice a day. And it's a 1 second thing. You put it on, you look at that, and boom, you're off doing the rest of your things. So again, I think it's just making sure the patient understands, you know, that this is how you deal with that kind of a, you know, activity or this function. And we just really have to ask them about their lives, their lifestyle, what their needs are. And I think it's important to ask them in terms of, you know, how much and how often and this and that, right? So that we really get a sense of if somebody comes in complaining about something, it might be something they do once every 4 days. right? But you ask them what's wrong and they tell you. So it's just a matter of understanding, right? It might not be a huge problem for them. It might just be a once every 4 day problem or a once a day problem. Then again, we can work with that. And a lot of that's just education.
So I agree. I kind of guess we've got to make sure we're talking about reducing your dependency on glasses and not saying like glasses free.
Oh yeah. I mean, you always want spectacles, right? You always want spectacles on hand. You always want to have a great pair of spectacles that you feel comfortable in, that you can wear, and that you like to wear. Absolutely. But I think there's, you know, certainly a lot of activities where spectacles are not great. And I don't think that we sit down when we're fitting a patient with spectacles and go, you know, your peripheral vision, it's gone. You know, we don't sit down and talk about all these things around a spectacle lens. You know, and think about how we educate on a progressive addition lens. You know, I mean, it's basically like you get in there and you do this, right? And you get in there and you wear them and you give it 2 weeks and you... You know, there's not this whole like, oh, let's make this in this big negative thing. It's really about pushing the patient through it, helping them, guiding them, educating them.
So what's next for Alcon in regards to contact lens?
Oh, if I told you, I might have to kill you, right?
Well, we like exclusives on this podcast.
I understand that. Well, there's some additional things coming, especially around the time frame of the American Academy of Optometry in Anaheim in November. So I will actually be putting out some communications around the October-November time frame, and we will be sending things out to, you know, large email lists of optometrists to educate and make sure we're getting our news out. So we definitely have some things coming up around that time frame. I won't give it away though. I just won't give it away.
You had to try. So I'm going to circle back to the question about patient access. What is Alcon doing right now to try to help improve patient communication and get patients more interested in contact lenses direct to consumer?
Yeah, when I think about patient access, it means a whole lot of things to me. And at Alcon, just like with many of our colleagues, we say that, you know, our passion is to help patients see, look, and feel their best. And when we think about that, it's really about, you know, getting the best option, you know, the best material, the best replacement schedule, whatever it is for that patient and for their lifestyle. And so we look at things like, you know, expanding our parameters, which we've recently done with Dailies Aqua Comfort Plus and Dailies Total One Sphere this year. We look at, you know, new products like Dailies Total One Multifocal. We have also undergone our largest direct-to-consumer campaign that we've ever had on a number of products this year. So across our lens care products, Dailies Total One had some TV commercials as well. We also did quite a bit of just print and digital and, you know, social channel distribution and communication across all of our, well, not all of our materials, but mainly focusing on our dailies and then also on our lens care and Air Optics colors. We've also engaged a couple of, you know, celebrity type individuals. We've worked with Cassie Ho, who is a fitness guru, and she does more online and social channel communications. So again, here's another active, you know, female, and we're having her talk about things like, you know, Dailies Total One and, you know, again, sort of, you know, eye health and comprehensive eye care, as well as, you know, the, benefits of again dailies in terms of replacement schedule. We've also engaged Jeffrey Zakarian, who's a chef that many of you will know. He's got these classic glasses that he wears generally, and he's been wearing our Dailies Total One contact lens, and he talks about, you know, being a chef and having, you know, the steam come up or those kind of things, you know, and you're wearing your glasses, it's not always conducive in his environment. So, you know, we're also using these people to reach out and speak to consumers and educate them in a way that they want to be educated. So not only is Alcon reaching out, but we're having these other celebrities reach out. We're trying a lot of new and different things this year to reach, you know, our consumers and, you know, current patients or soon to be patients, and helping educate them and drive them in. Then we also have something called the Dailies Choice Program. The Dailies Choice Program is really to help this you know, common perception that dailies are too expensive, right? That patients aren't interested in dailies because, you know, they don't want to pay for them, those kind of things. And a lot of times that is definitely more of an eye care professional issue often than a patient issue. So we're certainly working around that and helping to overcome that barrier. And we know that patients are interested in dailies. When we ask them, you know, they say that they're interested in them because of the health and the convenience, and they say they're comfortable. You know, we talk about eye care professionals, they want to fit more. And why do they want to fit more? They tell us they want to fit more because they're more compliant, because of the, you know, more frequent replacement more frequently returning for regular eye exams, and also, you know, helping to reduce contact lens dropout. So it's kind of this win-win situation. It's like everyone's on board, but then for some reason we sort of break down on this, well, there's this price issue, you know, and maybe not all patients can do this. So this program allows us to maybe, you know, get patients who, you know, I would say the comprehensive program. Some patients are unaware, they don't know they exist. And so if we can educate, if we can, you know, drive them into an eye care professional to get fitted, you know, through these channels, of course we want to do that. But then this Daily's Choice program is a high value rebate program. So patients who are new to one of our products. So if you're in a Daily's AquaComfort Plus and you're switching them into a Daily's Total One, they're new to that product, they would be eligible for this program. If they've never worn a multifocal, they're eligible for this program. If they're switching from a Daily's AquaComfort Plus multifocal to the Daily's Total One multifocal, they're eligible for this program. And it's a $200 rebate on an annual supply, which is, you know, a pretty good dollar amount there when you think about that. So again, we're just trying to make it easy that, you know, patients who may not have thought about this, patients who you may not have known, patients who may have felt like they couldn't have afforded this in the past, you know, doctors who feel like this discussion is difficult for me to have, we're just trying to make that easier, reduce the barriers, get people to understand the value and the benefits that truly do come along with daily disposables.
So it seems like you guys have pretty much streamlined the process and made it a lot easier for patients to access rebates online.
Yeah, you know, we've done quite a bit of, you know, looking into this. I sat into a couple of all-day meetings where we just discussed just strictly how this stuff works. And, you know, you get to the end of these meetings and it's always the same. It's like, it's got to be easy. It's got to be simple. It's got to be easy for the patient. It's got to be easy for the doctor. So patients can go right onto this, you know, dailieschoice.com. They can download the rebate themselves. It's an easy upload and, you know, away you go. So we're actually really trying to make that a lot more simple.
So speaking of online, one thing as optometrists that we struggle with are online sales. What is it that Alcon is doing to help us as optometrists keep our patients held to the practice, because we're seeing low prices of contacts all over the place?
Yeah, we actually have a whole program on this of educating in office. And you can ask your sales rep about this. Now, I don't have the information on it in front of me, so I would hate to say anything that's wrong about this or incorrect, but we have a whole program of helping to keep patients in office. And those kind of things. So I definitely want to bring that up, because we've got signage, we have you know, brochures and all these types of things that talk about this. So there's things that we can provide directly to the eye care professionals so that when patients come in, they can see this information and understand it a little bit better.
So talking a little bit about raising patient awareness even before they get into the exam chair, I know Alcon is the leading contact lens sponsor behind the Think About Your Eyes campaign. Can you give us any stats about how successful that campaign is at reaching out to potential patients?
Yeah, Think About Your Eyes is something that, you know, being an eye care professional in an industry role, you know, this is one of those things that I'm actually you know, really proud of. There's a lot of things that we do that I'm proud of and excited to be a part of. But, you know, a lot of times it's the things just outside of products, outside of those kind of things that are really initiatives where you go, you know, this is why I'm glad to be here. And this is why I'm glad to be partnering with this company. And we've actually heard that from eye care professionals as well, who say, you know, we really want to thank you for your involvement in Think About Your Eyes. So Think About Your Eyes is a consumer advocacy campaign. and it's sponsored through the Vision Council and the American Optometric Association. What they're doing is educating the public on the benefits of vision health and, you know, promoting the importance of getting an annual comprehensive eye exam. I was driving to my workout the other day and boom, one of those commercials came on the radio as I was driving there. So, you know, I think a lot of us may start to hear about this. You know, I was in an airport, you know, flipping through a People magazine and I see the Think About Your Eyes you know, advertisement in there. And, you know, so this is, again, great stuff in terms of reaching out to consumers, reaching out to the public, and educating on the importance of eye health, the importance of having a comprehensive eye exam. So they've got 18 or 19 partners right now. I know Alcon was the first, you know, major contact lens company to step into this. We've committed up to $4 million right now in 2 years to this program. And they're getting some really good results right now. They've reached over 130 million adults. They've got over 800,000 eye exams that have been generated because of this program. They've done research to look at those who actually are driven in to an eye care professional through Think About Your Eyes and one of their initiatives, that they have shorter intervals between eye exams, so from 29 months to 16 months. So that's, you know, about a 45% increase in time that they're getting back to us as eye care professionals. And then, of course, when they're in the practices, you know, they're, if we've got more exams, then we're going to have more contact lenses and more spectacle sales off of that. And, you know, the best thing is, though, those patients, those consumers are just getting better care, right? They have care, they're getting better care, they're returning more often for better care. So it just allows us to do our jobs a whole lot better, a whole lot easier. And, you know, when you think about it, it's probably one of the things we've been the weakest at in terms of our profession is just educating on eye health, educating on this importance. So, you know, I'm just pleased that we're able to be involved in this kind of a program and, you know, pleased the Vision Council and the American Optometric Association have put this great thing together. They still are working with, you know, relatively limited funds. And so eye care professionals can get involved themselves at a local level, you know, at a grassroots level. You can go on to thinkaboutyoureyes.com and you can see how you can become involved, you know, as a private optometrist, you know, what you can do just, you know, one-on-one. So there's ways to get involved in that as well.
Now, will this become also a global movement or is it just going to be mainly to the States?
You know, I think right now that it is probably more of a stateside initiative, just given the groups that are involved in terms of, you know, the American Optometric Association. But, you know, who knows? I'm not sure where they'll try to take it. I think that what they want to do is certainly maximize all the efforts they can here, because a lot of these things that you do in terms of, you know, direct to consumer work is quite expensive. And so, you know, again, you really need to keep at that, keep on it, and, you know, continue to identify the best ways to reach consumers. The more dollars they can get here, the better outreach we'll have, right? And the better, you know, the outlook will be for the program. You know, I'll just mention one other initiative just briefly. And I mentioned this to you both that I would love for you to maybe do one of your podcasts with Dr. Katie McDaniel from The Ohio State University, who's chief of their pediatric clinic. But she helped us partner on a children's ebook, and it's called Howard and the Amazing Eye Exam. This is a book that can be downloaded for free at theeyesolution.com. So it's at theeyesolution.com, and it'll come right up there. But it's Howard and the Amazing Eye Exam. This is an ebook for parents to you know, read / interact with their child, because it's an interactive ebook, and so it makes understanding an eye exam fun, you know, not scary, those kind of things. So it's about Howard the Hedgehog, and he goes to school, and he's the star student for the week, and he gets to tell his story about going to the eye doctor and what it was like and the kind of tests that they did and how it was fun. and how it wasn't scary and all those kind of things. So this is something that can be put on your eye care professional websites. Like I said, it's downloadable for parents as well. It's something great to offer just to kind of beef up that knowledge about, you know, pediatric eye care. There's a whole blurb in the front that talks about, you know, the need for, you know, children getting eye exams. So yeah, we just want to make sure that we get this message out in any way that we can. So there's Think About Your Eyes, of course, and then we also just have this separate initiative. And Dr. Katie McDaniel is so proud of this book, as well as, you know, interested in getting the word out more. So I wanted to mention that along with this Think About Your Eyes program, because both of these are about, you know, patient access, educating, you know, making patients aware of what we do and how great it is for your health if you start at such a young age. So just thought I'd bring that up as an aside.
I checked the book out. It is so cute. She did just a fabulous job with it. And I could really picture, like, you have a private practice, you see there's 6-year-old and under your schedule, like, email that parent before the exam so they come in and have read up and are excited about it instead of scared. It seems like such a great potential practice builder.
Yeah, and you know, she has all these great statistics around this, but just a couple of things that I know even Think About Your Eyes promotes. There's things like, you know, half of parents with children under the age of 6 have never taken them to the eye doctor. You know, and I know a lot of times when, you know, parents call in, you know, we don't think about them as parents. We think about them as just patients. And so we're not always, you know, speaking to them about their children and the need to get their children in for eye exams. So it's just an easy way to do this and then offer them, you know, this nice way to talk to their child about it. And again, the majority of patients, or excuse me, parents don't feel an eye exam is an essential part of a child's healthy checkup schedule. So, you know, it's just one of these things where we've got a lot to do to educate, you know, parents about, you know, children's eye care and that you should have 3 eye exams before the child is 6 versus none, right? So, you know, there's a lot we can do here.
Dr. Mack, thank you so much for your time coming on the podcast. We're excited to see the new things coming out maybe as early as October, November with Alcon, and just keep innovating. It's a pleasure.
Thank you. I really appreciate your time today. And this has been great for me as well. And to just share some of these, you know, innovative partnerships and programs that we currently have going.
Okay, it's a wrap. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to hang out with Defocus Media. We hope something resonated with you today. Please subscribe to our podcast. And remember, we keep it 2020 around here. Pun intended. We look forward to seeing you next time.